9:04 a.m. I had an emergency phone call a little while ago. It is a special commissioner's court, Tuesday, November 28, 2017. We are on the second floor of the Brooks County Courthouse, Brooks County, Texas. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. This is also an open meeting. Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Precinct 4 Commissioner, Tony Martinez is absent today. I did not get a phone call from him or any reason why he's out. I am Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the county auditors at each end and also the county clerk's office. Welcome. Okay, at this time we'll be taking any public comments. No public comments? Okay. Let's go to line item two. Line item two is, there is an addendum. An addendum to which is, line item two, let's go ahead and take no action on that. That is incorrect once again. Okay.
No action?
No. That's incorrect. That's the same one from last week. Let's go to the number one on the addendum. That's the second page. It says, discuss, consider, and act on RFP request for emergency ambulance service proposals for Brooks County. And this is just to go out for RFP request for emergency ambulance services for Brooks County, and I will make myself in charge of that. Oops. And I will present all that.
You're going to do what?
I will put myself in charge of those proposals. I will send out the RFPs for everyone.
The paper?
Absolutely. Everything that needs to be done will be done for this. Do I have a motion to approve?
To approve for advertising?
To approve to act on RFP proposal request for emergency ambulance services. You know, we're down to the end of the, yes, and I, it's either me or, because we have to go the other way, and it's not on here, and it is too close to call for another emergency, another special commissioner's court meeting.
So there was no action on the addendum?
No, no, no. No action on line item two, which was
okay.
The same reason.
No action on that one?
No action on line item two on the regular agenda. Okay. On the addendum, I need a motion to approve.
To approve to?
To request for an RFP.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item three, discuss, consider an act on authorizing county staff to execute an agreement for Brooks County electricity needs. Rick Asmus, correct? Texan Utilities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
If I could just real quick introduce myself and Texon Utilities and who we are and what we do for you. Again, my name is Rick Osmus. I'm with Texon Utilities. We have served Brooks County since 2011 as an energy consulting firm regarding your electricity contract. We have now, that has spanned over three different contracts, I believe. Your current contract ends March of 2018, and before, because the retail market is a fluid market and rates change from day to day, week to week, and you know, this is stuff y'all know, I'm sure y'all are aware of. We don't want to wait until January, February, March, right at the end of our contract, to be deciding what to do. As well as advise and consult you on the procurement of a new contract. Of course, that's a big thing that we do. But also, we're engaged with Brooks County on a month-to-month basis. Is this me?
That's me.
I thought it was me. If needed. The staff doesn't always hear from us, but we are there. We are there, too.
We have some major feedback. Hold on.
So far. You just didn't want to hear me talk anymore.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Okay. I'm so sorry.
No, it's no problem. Okay. As well as assisting the county on a month-to-month basis in regards to adding, deleting facilities, changes to the active meter list, did you have a question?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And please, if I come to something and you want to just stop me right there, throw up your hand, well, I'll answer a question right there. I'm going to try to cover, you know, I'm not going to spend 10 minutes here, but I'm going to try to cover some of the highlights of everything. I'm sure that some of the questions that I know you're going to have. Again, as well as the procurement process, negotiation process, and conducting the RFP, which that we have done. We're here to assist the county on a month-to-month basis in any regards, mainly addition and deletion of facilities, engaging with the public works in the event that they need some, there's some construction going on, and we have to engage the utility to make some changes. But anyway, that's what we do. Your current contract is a four-year contract that ends, as I said, March 2018 is a current contract at 6.072 with Direct Energy. We're making a recommendation. We've put a recommendation in front of the staff for a seven-year contract at 428 from the State of Texas General Land Office. We've worked really hard to go through the vetting process with the State of Texas to be able to become authorized to present this State of Texas Power Program to you. Let me tell you a little bit about the State of Texas Power Program. It was specifically designed by the State of Texas for its fellow government municipalities, independent school districts, counties, utility billing districts, for the express purpose of creating some tax relief to its fellow government entities. So besides the ABCs of the contract, rates, provisions, and I can kind of run through that if you'd like. Two of the biggest things that the Texas State Power Program has going for it and why it's part of our recommendation to Brooks County is, you are an eligible municipality. It gives you the general revenue tax and the PUC tax is something that the State of Texas, as a member and as a part of this program, Brooks County will be will receive tax relief from those. It equates to about 2.167%, and it's something that no other power program can offer. Again, it's something designed by the state for its fellow government entities. And another big key of this is that no other providers can, there are the proceeds from being involved in this program, there are direct benefits to the Texas State Permanent School Fund. And so those are just everything else being equal, which they're not quite equal, but everything else being equal, those two keys are just very, very important, we believe, as a government entity to take advantage of these provisions of this program. The Texas State Power Program is not something that's brand new. There are over 500 municipalities involved in the Texas State Power Program now. Those are cities, counties, school districts. Number one, for a small county like Brooks County, it really is a great advantage as far as the aggregate buying power of being able to be a part of that. But not just small counties, Tarrant County, Dallas County, Harris County, three of the biggest counties in the state of Texas are procuring their electricity through the Texas State Power Program. And it's because of those previous advantages that I mentioned. It's not only good for a small county, but it's good for a large county. As far as right now, you are I'm kind of get into some of the rates and provisions, kind of the nuts and bolts of everything. Right now, your current contract is 6.072. It expires in March. This contract from Texas State Power Program is coming in at 4.282. That's over 30%. Plain and simple. That's over 30% savings on a commodity that the county buys. Actually, the 4.2, and I wanted to point that out, 4.282 is actually the contracted price, but actually because of the 2.167% tax relief, your net number, and that's one of the reasons that we conduct the RFP, your net number is 415 once those other percentages are kicked in there. So, again, the contract is at 4.282, but there is not a tax assessed to that, so your net number is coming in at 415. I know that gets kind of confusing in this game of deregulated electricity. I wish, and I know this sounds funny, it put me out of a job, but I'd go, there are other things I can be doing within the firm. But we hope that there will come a day where electricity is electricity, and there's not all these games and pass-through and all this kind of stuff, and it can get all bundled together. But the contract provisions all the way down through the line, we're very, very familiar with Brooks County, very familiar with your billing needs, very familiar with the provisions that a county needs to have. All of that is in the Texas State Power Program, from the swing provisions to the add deletion percentages. It's all there. It's quite honestly, it's all there. And then last but not least, we are recommending for you to go long in the past. Being able to get a 3 or 4 year deal was as far as anybody would go, as far out as a provider would go out. They weren't going to look into the crystal ball that far out. Since deregulation started in 2002 in the state of Texas, we are at historical retail lows. You've probably read this in the paper. You know about it. It is lower than we've ever seen. As a buyer of electricity, two reasons that's good for us. Number one, obviously the rate. And secondly, the generators and the providers are so, how can I say it bluntly, they're getting squeezed. I mean, these retail numbers have gotten so far down, they are really getting squeezed. So they want to contract with you as far out as they can. So they're willing to look way further into the crystal ball than they ever have. And that's why the Texas State Power Program is no different. They're offering a 7-year deal. Our recommendation is to absolutely take that 7-year deal, lock up a 4-2 A2 price. You know, number one, just from the bottom line standpoint. Number two, from the budget certainty of knowing for the next 7 years, that commodity rate is locked in. And so that's our recommendation to you. The Texas State Power Program, it's a 7-year program, begins March 2018 at 4282. Again, it's a liquid market. We recommend that that you authorize the staff to execute an agreement, and if that's the decision today, I will email over documents, executable documents tomorrow, so that they can get done. Of course, we don't. Again, and I mentioned that earlier, the retail market moves, you know, actually day to day, but. Texas State Power Program, they're aware I'm here this morning, and they're holding on to that number until tomorrow in the event that we're ready to execute. Questions?
On April the 12th, the county hired Real Energy Solutions to procure bids for the county prior to the expiration of the contract. So the court approved to hire Real Energy Solutions. Abraham Ortega made a presentation, and it was approved by this court, so we do have a somebody looking into this already.
And I believe it commences March 18th or something.
See, it's when it comes up for renewal.
Right, March 2018.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Like I said, this was on April the 12th, and they're supposed to get back to us before the end of the contract. So we do have an agreement with them.
Could you specify the agreement? Is it an electricity contract?
Yes, it's for.
Okay, so y'all have entered into a contract?
We went ahead and approved. Let's see what it reads. Discuss, approve, request for qualifications, and request of pricing by Real Energy Solutions for Brooks County. And then discuss, consider, and possibly act Real Energy Solutions letter of authorization for the historical uses. Did they pick that up? Do you know? Oh, they have those.
Yeah, the requested usage and all that. You know,
they
compared.
Right.
They compared, and we, Commissioner's Court, decided to go along with them. A decision was based on the amount they
we have
they
not
showed.
Entered into contract yet.
An agreement. We'll, we have not entered into contract.
Okay.
Yes.
We're waiting on their bid.
Okay. No contract yet.
Okay.
Yes. But what I'm going to recommend on that is that we table this until we can see some other information. I myself did not look at this contract. I got this yesterday.
Okay.
And I have not looked at it. I don't know about anyone else. We can.
You said, sir, that you have served Brooks County since 2011?
Correct.
So in 2011, was there a contract?
Yes.
Do you have a contract?
The contract is with the provider. Okay, we're the broker of record. We're the consulting firm of record. We're not contracted directly with Brooks County. You do not pay us directly.
Yeah.
Right.
We are paid
a fee. We are paid a fee by the provider that contracts with you. We broker the procurement contract to you. So Direct Energy. Back in 2011, you pay the bills, so you know who I'm talking about. In 2011, we brought that contract to you, executed that contract. I believe that was a 3-year deal. There was a short one in between there. The last one was a four-year deal. Again, we operating as the broker for that contract. It also was a direct energy contract. We renewed that at that time through the same provider. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You don't see an invoice from us. We do get paid for what we do, obviously. The provider pays us. The provider pays us once a contract is entered into.
Okay.
Once a contract is signed. That's why my ears went up when
yes,
she was talking.
No,
like,
it was not a contract.
I'm like, because if we entered into a contract, you know,
yeah.
I don't need to be here. You know,
no. We can table this and discuss it under the commissioner's court when we have more information.
Okay.
I'm going to look back at that. And
what additional information could I bring you that would?
Well, personally, I don't like to enter an agreement until I know everything.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to say yes and not actually read thoroughly.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
That's my opinion. Now, the other ones, I don't know.
Would the RFP that we conducted with all of the details of that be of assistance to you?
Yes,
because,
that is assistance.
I mean, not,
but
we didn't bring, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That is assistance. It's information, but I need to read through it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I got it late yesterday.
Because that, if that information, and I wanted to let y'all know that, because that's not something that you probably have in your packet, but we conducted the RFP with Hudson Energy, of course, Direct Energy, who your current provider is, Hudson Energy, Direct Energy, Engie, Texas State Power Program. There were a few others, but their provisions and weren't getting close, so we kind of eliminated them down to the last four, and then we let those four, you know, fight it out. Again, that's what we do. We, you know, conduct the RFP and make sure that we've got the very best offer for Brooks County possible. So, now, and let me come back to Ms. Garza's. Are you in a contract? Are you in a services contract with them?
The authority to procure the bid.
To pull, okay.
Yes.
Okay, you gave them the authority to get a historical usage.
Yes.
And an LOA, a letter of authorization.
And bid.
And bid.
And bid.
Gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
There's two motions on here. One was
okay.
To
could I get a copy of that before I leave?
You can request that from the county clerk's office.
Very good. Very good. I think I have everybody's email address.
All right.
I don't
absolutely
know the faces
so, I mean,
that go with the email addresses, but they're looking at me, so I think I'm trying to.
I'm trying to start.
Yeah. Are you Missy? Okay.
Okay. I'm going to ask for a table on this, and for next
okay.
Commissioner's Court, we'll bring it back,
okay.
And we'll rediscuss it.
Okay. Is that part of the regular agenda for next month? Is that when you're looking at it?
We'll notify you as soon as you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Motion to table?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll get with you. Line item four, discuss, consider, and approve installing stop signs at all the exit of the cemetery. Exit.
Well, all the
exit.
Roads.
Possibly, yes.
There hasn't been any stop signs ever there. The other day, there was almost an accident. So I want to install some stop signs there just in case something does happen and we do have stop signs. There's never been a stop sign there, not even since I was a little kid. So.
Okay.
The other day there was somebody coming out and somebody going down Travis and this one didn't stop. So
oh,
I think it'd be better off to put stop signs there before something does happen.
That also on the perpetual one?
Yeah, well, we're going to put it on our side, on the county side.
Uh-huh.
Not inside the fence, so it'll
right.
be on the county right now. So I think it's like six or seven, but there's two that are close together, so we'll just put one in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
Motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Discussion and possible approval of the budget line item end of the year adjustments 1 through 18. That's line item 5. Were you all able to review all of them?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, any questions? Do I have a motion to approve line item five, adjustments, end of the year adjustments from 1 through 18?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, discuss and consider an act on joining city and county leaders across the country officially recognizing January 21st through 27, 2018 as School Choice Week in Brooks County, Texas. And that, I think we do that every year. If no questions on that, do I have a motion to approve that resolution?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's a proclamation. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item seven, discuss, consider an act adopting order restricting certain fireworks in unincorporated areas of Brooks County, Texas for the December firework period, December 20th, midnight, January 1st, 2018. Same resolution, but we need to notify the state on this. Anything that y'all want to include or add? Add or not include? Sorry. None? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Discussion and resolution on severe water leak at Dr. Levine's place of business, the old hospital, which is located 1400 South St. Mary's Street here in Brooks, here in Valparaiso, Texas. As you'll see through your books, those, I guess they're called crawl spaces. They are filled with water, and I believe that Dr. Levine has a water bill of $12,000, and he had to pay $2,500 just to keep it open. So we need to come up with some type of, this month, the month of October, was $6,782.93, and which brought it up to $13,275.93. And the water leak, the guys are not here. Okay. The water leak is it's our building. What the lease says, that they'll maintain the property, does not discuss anything about drainage or leakage. Or I know that before they had rerouted, they had the same problem. They rerouted it. I think they're looking at a month to move back, to move into their new facility. So we're looking at a huge balance there. Y'all want to tackle this? Do y'all want to get up with Dr. Levine? Do you want to table this, Commissioner, Precinct 3, that falls in your precinct? What? Excuse me?
No, I thought Mr. Rodriguez said something.
Yeah, I'll just have a question.
No, go ahead, sir.
No,
we have not. We have not. Now, we still need to do something about the water leak. We can't. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying pay it. What I'm telling the court is that we either work with Dr. Levine in trying to fix this leak. The second would be, I don't know if we have to pay that back. That would be a David T. question, but we need to discuss what we're going to do with the water leak.
That's what I say. So if you're going to fix it, that's going to cost money. And I don't know if we're responsible to pay that. So as the auditor, I'm
Okay, there was no action on line item eight. Okay, line item nine, it's also discussed and act on the water bill reimbursement to Dr. Levine. So I'm going to see no action until David T. is informed. Okay.
Do you have that Attorney General's opinion?
I'm sorry. This is what I put in the paper when we were talking about the agenda clerk. And I'm going to pass one over. This is a 1983 Attorney General of Texas. Before we move on to the next items in reference to the agenda clerk, the question was whether county clerk or county judge controls preparation of agenda for commissioner's court. It was sent in by the Honorable James Warren Smith, Frio County, Texas. You have asked whether the county judge or the county clerk controls the preparation of the agenda for the commissioner's court. Our answer to your question is that neither of those two individual county officials control the agenda, but rather, as a matter of law, the commissioner's court, not the commissioners by them on their own. The commissioner's court as a whole, which is four commissioners and the county judge, controls its own agenda. We are fully aware that it is common practice in many counties of the state for the county judge to act as an agenda clerk, and through him, items may be placed on the agenda for consideration by the commissioner's court. In other counties, the commissioner's court has either designated a deputy county clerk to perform these functions or has separately hired an employee under the supervision of the commissioner's court. The clerk serves only as a keeper of the minutes and the records of the commissioner's court and has no independent authority to exercise his judgment as to matters which may or may not be considered by the commissioner's court. The County Commissioner's Court in Texas is established by Article 5, Section 18 of the Texas Constitution. Each county shall be divided into four commissioners' precincts. The county commissioner so chosen with the county judge as presiding officer shall compose the County Commissioner's Court, which shall exercise such powers and jurisdiction over all county business as is conferred by the Constitution and by the laws of the state or may be hereafter prescribed. The statutory corollary of Section 18 is Article 2342 BTCS. The several commissioners together with the county judge shall compose the commissioner's court, and the county judge, when present, shall be the presiding officer of said court. That's Article 2351. BTCS provides in part that each commissioner court shall issue all notices, citations, writs, process, and may be necessary for the proper execution of the powers and duties imposed by each such court and to enforce its jurisdiction. We believe that the commissioner's court agenda is a notice under this provision, which is necessary by virtue of the Texas Open Meetings Act for the proper execution of the official duties of the court. We find no authority for the county judge alone to control the contents, preparation, and posting of the agenda required by the Texas Open Meetings Act. Section 3A provides for the required notice of meetings of the commissioner's court, written notice of the date, hour, place, and subject of each meeting held by a governmental body shall be given before the meeting as prescribed by this section. A county governmental body shall have a notice posted on a bulletin board located at the place convenient to the public in the county courthouse. In the event of an emergency, In the event of emergency call meetings, the presiding officer, that is, the county judge, may be required to notify the news media. We do not believe that the county judge's authority and duties to preside over meetings of the county commissioner's court grants him authority to provide and limit in his sole discretion the items to be considered by the commissioner's court. To preside has been defined as follows: to occupy the place of authority as a president, chairman, moderator, etc., to direct, control, or regulate proceedings as the chief officer. The duties of the county clerk do not encompass the preparation or alteration of the commissioner's court agenda. The county clerk is directed by statute to attend upon each term of said commissioner's court, preserve and keep all books, papers, records, and effects belonging thereto, issue all notices, writs, and process necessary for the proper execution of the powers and duties of the commissioner's court. A commissioner's court speaks through its minutes and any lawfully called meeting at which there is a quorum. Okay? And it goes on to say, there too, the commissioner's court may control its own agenda, much in the same way as the court may limit the comment of the citizens at the public hearing. Attorney General Opinion H188. We believe that the court may designate an agenda clerk who is responsible for compiling the agendas, the items to be placed on the agenda. The court may also prescribe the manner in which items are to be submitted for such inclusion. Each member of the court, of course, must be permitted to place on this agenda any item of his choosing. Such as summarize this, neither the county judge nor the county clerk controls the preparation of the agenda for the commissioner's court. The commissioner's court, not the commissioners, as a whole, has the authority to determine and amend its agenda. Okay. So now we're down to line item 10. After I read that, is there any questions before we go to 10? None? Okay, it says discuss and act on the recommendation and start date of the new hire of the commissioner's court agenda. The recommendation was done by HR and Road and Bridge Foreman. The opinion of the Texas Attorney General says that the commissioner's court has either designated a deputy county clerk to perform this functions or has separately hired an employee under the supervision of the commissioner's court, not under the supervision of Road and Bridge. So we advertise for an agenda clerk. If the young lady that was hired, she should have been hired as a clerk, not as an agenda clerk. It also states that the clerk serves only as the keeper of the minutes and records of the commissioner's court and has, of course, no independent authority. So with that being said, when she was hired, on line item 10, what date was she hired? Was this brought before commissioner's court? Absolutely not. Who authorized that she be hired November 16th, her start date? You did? Okay, told by who? Or by whom?
Commissioners.
By the commissioners. No, it's not by the commissioners. I just read three pages of commissioner's court. I understand, sir. I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. I am blaming the commissioners for taking it upon themselves and not bringing this to commissioner's court. I'm not blaming that young lady. I'm blaming the commissioners who took it upon themselves to direct you to do this, being that it is not the correct thing to do. Okay. On line item 11, discuss and approve duties, salaries, and hours of agenda clerk. We advertise for an agenda clerk, not ever going and asking questions, reading, doing research, stating what is she going to do. This specifically says that that's all she's going to do. If you wanted an agenda clerk, I mean, if you wanted a clerk to help out a road and bridge, it should have been clerk, not agenda clerk. So in other words, by the opinion of the attorney general, she can only do agenda, and that's it for 28 hours a week. Okay. On 12, discuss and approve office place. Well, let's go back to the salary. She's going to be getting paid by road and bridge. Can she get paid by road and bridge? Probably not, because she has to be paid through a commissioner's court according to the attorney general's opinion. Okay? Number 12, discuss and approve office placement equipment. She is housed at Road and Bridge, being paid by Road and Bridge funds. It is not the young lady's fault that research, homework is not being done. You probably either are going to have to reclassify her, re-advertise, because you advertised her wrong for an agenda clerk to do all that, and do other things. You have to come up with duties. There's a lot of work to be done before you hire an agenda clerk, because she's solely under the discretion of commissioner's court, not the commissioners, not commissioner 1, 2, 3, or 4. It's commissioner 1, 2, 3, 4, and the county judge. So I don't know if you want to take action on this, redo it, or what do you want to do?
We can go ahead and hire her as a as an agenda clerk. The court can, if they so want to. She is already working for Road and Bridge, getting paid under Road and Bridge funds, so she is a clerk. So we just need to hire the agenda part, the agenda clerk, classify her as an agenda clerk.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Does it say here that she was recommended by HR and Road and Bridge foreman? I just want to make a correction. I did assist the foreman because he asked me to, but I did not recommend her. And the reason for that was because she had been working in our office, and I specifically told her and I told the foreman, I'm not going to recommend because of that reason. And she'll be working under you, so it's your decision. And then as far as number 11, I am paying her from the Road and Bridge because she needs to get paid.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The mistake was made.
Yes.
Well, she hasn't gotten paid yet.
Well,
she's
going to
get
paid.
A check.
She's going to get paid
on the 30th. And I spoke to the auditor, and we don't think, I mean, cannot pay her.
No, absolutely.
So
she has to get paid.
Exactly.
She did work. Yeah.
So for your information, she will get paid. Okay.
Yes, out of Road and Bridge. I have no problems with her not getting paid. It is the way it was prepared. It was the way it was done. It was the way it was handled. We're having the same situation we had 2 weeks ago, not bringing things to commissioner's court. The agenda clerk, based on her knowledge, based on everything she knows, she was hired for that reason. She is just hired. She doesn't know this, but as commissioners that are recommending and telling Mr. Guerra, do this, that's got to stop. It has to stop. We cannot operate like that. Last week, the understatement, I even said understatement of the year is we got to bring things to commissioner's court. I had also called your office to relay a message. We cannot start her until it goes through commissioner's court based on this. I don't know if I send you a copy of this.
No, but you did, we did talk about it, and I did tell you that it was not up to me.
No, I know, sweetheart. I know.
But I just want to...
Yes, I know.
Bring it to the court's attention.
You have two, three other people delegating authority and saying this, and first of all, we need to make sure it's correct. We can no longer be just shooting from the hip, and people people are being misled. We need, there's government. This is a county government. Just because we're small doesn't mean we don't follow the Constitution of the United States or the state of Texas. My recommendation is to probably reclassify her, re-advertise, redo everything over with a proper verbiage that this should have, the exact the duties that agenda clerk is going to be doing. If it's an agenda clerk, now you can hire a clerk.
So if we reclassify this, will she be able to do the agenda plus other duties?
Absolutely. But you just, if you state agenda clerk according to this, that's all she can do.
Okay, well, it's up to the commissioner's court.
It's up to the commissioner's court.
Exactly.
So
we advertise for agenda clerk?
I think if y'all went through Missy and she put it on our website,
mm-hmm. Can you bring that up? Let's see what it reads.
So can the agenda clerk be paid out of the road and bridge? My question.
No, I read, it says here, the agenda clerk must be paid through
commissioner's court. Do they have a budget?
So we have to...
Didn't y'all do away with the budget? Did commissioner's court?
We have to budget.
You removed it?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I have a copy of it.
Okay.
It's in my office.
Well, my suggestion is get Ms. Ms. Nino paid for everything that she's done because she did an excellent job.
I am paying her.
Yes, and right on time. Give me more time to read. Give me more time. But let's redo this. I suggest that we redo this.
So by redoing, you're saying...
We need to redo...
Advertise.
Re-advertise. And we advertise wrong.
So what are we going to advertise for?
Have a job or what?
So just a clerk, road and bridge clerk?
Whatever commissioner's court decides that they want to do, do you want to hire a clerk, give her this duty, and give her all duties, or do you want to hire an agenda clerk and give her only agenda clerk? Agenda items, that's it, agenda to do. There's
so
a difference.
We're going to advertise, and she's going to have to reapply?
It's going to be up to the court as a whole. Everything from the beginning, agenda clerk was advertised.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somebody said, we need an agenda clerk. Okay. Let's do it. Advertise it. We need to do research. We need to make sure before... People are put in places, and they're not to blame. We as leaders are to blame for doing this. Not once did we get together and say, all of us said, we're going to hire an agenda clerk. Yeah, because you don't want it. That's all.
It's just a part-time job.
Exactly, but...
Well, it's the first time that...
It doesn't matter. It's an agenda clerk.
It's been advertised as a part-time.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
It's the first time.
It was part-time, yeah. And we don't advertise... We normally don't advertise for part-time, number one.
You advertise for an agenda clerk. It doesn't matter, part-time, full-time, all the time.
Yes, it did.
An agenda clerk...
28 hours.
An agenda clerk... I just read the whole thing again. Read it and reread it and reread it if you don't get it, because an agenda clerk, this is a part-time agenda clerk does not have to come to Commissioner's Court. That's an agenda clerk. Has to be under the supervision of the agenda clerk, of the Commissioner's Court.
Okay, so now it's up to the Commissioner's Court too.
If it could be paid out of the road and bridge, and I was told it could, because we had money in the clerk fund. And they said it, that we could pay them. So now we can't pay them?
I don't know.
No, you have to pay.
That's where I'm paying her, is from the road and bridge part-time.
Not pay her, because you paid in position.
From the road.
Right here. It says, the Commissioner's Court, I'm gonna, page one. It says, an employee under the supervision of the Commissioner's Court, let me go back up there. What do you worry that in common practice, in other counties, the Commissioner's Court has either designated a deputy county clerk to perform its functions or has separately hired an employee under the supervision of the Commissioner's Court. Okay. But the Commissioner's Court is not under Road and Bridge. The commissioners oversee Road and Bridge, but the court does not tell. I can't tell David what to do.
The commissioners get paid through Road and Bridge.
But they're commissioners. I don't. So this is a court, not commissioners.
To answer your question, I'd like to ask.
Yes, because
since we didn't
have the money.
Ask for more detail. That's my interpretation. It's clearly in black and white. It says commissioners' court, not commissioners. And the commissioner is established as four commissioners and county judge. So think about it. Well, no, she can probably, you know.
So if she becomes a clerk,
okay,
she can get paid out of Road and Bridge and do the agenda and other duties.
Yes, so then you can appoint. You can appoint her. Yes.
All that has to happen is.
Yes, she has to be appointed, even though she's going to be a clerk.
It has to come to the Commissioner's Court and get appointed, and she has to get hired, and she has to be appointed or hired through Commissioner's Court, even though she's just going to be classified as a clerk. Well,
is that what you're saying?
How are you going to? You have to reclassify her through Commissioner's Court.
Okay, so you're saying re-advertise. Just as clerk.
I'm suggesting. Okay. I recommend that you all do it correctly.
Okay.
My recommendation is that.
This is your recommendation. Re-advertising as a clerk, right?
Mm-hmm. For Road and Bridge.
Right. For Road and Bridge clerk. Part-time. 28 hours.
And then you can say, you know what?
And then that will be, one of her duties will be the agenda.
Correct.
Okay.
Then it goes back to appointment.
No.
Well,
you know what? You do whatever you, then.
I'm going to make a motion.
Okay. But at this point, where it says you can appoint.
Yeah, but you can't say, go make you a Road and Bridge clerk and then pay them, and then one of the duties is a general clerk and they get paid a Road and Bridge, because you said you cannot.
Under the supervision. Yeah, but if you can't understand it, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's what it says.
This is. Go ahead and you can do that, Katie. You can do that.
I have to pay her.
Because.
You can do the agenda. So they're still getting paid.
Okay, well, that's what she's saying.
The commissioner's court.
I was clarifying what she was saying.
The commissioner's court is either designated a deputy county clerk to perform this function or hired an employee under the supervision of the commissioner's court. So first of all, she wasn't even brought to commissioner's court. We never hired her. Oh my. Does
it
matter?
It said in the paper it's part-time.
Does it say here that a part-time clerk cannot be hired? You can leave her as is, but you know, I'm
okay,
just
well,
letting you know.
Whatever
you all decide, let's go back
let me
to,
know. I need to pay her.
Okay. Let me tell you. Let's go back to 10, and you can prove or disapprove. You know how I feel.
Judge, can we go ahead and reclassify her on item number 10?
No, we're going to have to redo that. Let's go through item 10. Line item 10, discuss and act on the recommendation start date of the new hire. She was hired November 16, 2017. Hired by which commissioner? Which commissioner recommended her? Which commissioner
recommended her?
No. Okay, who told you?
His recommendation.
Okay.
But you said they told you, right?
They told him to hire.
We don't, I mean, it's never been brought to Commissioner's Court. A part-time employee has never been brought to Commissioner's Court, never.
Well, this is an agenda clerk.
But we've never, yeah, but we've never had an agenda clerk either.
Well, and just, and I'm giving you...
This is the first time.
And I'm giving you the attorney of general opinion. That's what we run by. That's an opinion from the Texas Attorney General. And there's nothing else that has been revised. Do I have a motion to approve?
Approve what?
We're gonna approve the date.
I'm gonna ask for a motion to approve line item 10.
To reclassify her?
To approve the 6-12.
No, no, I mean, you all wanna keep her, let's see how many, to discuss an act on the recommendation and the start date, which is November 16th, of the new hire of the Commissioner's Court Agenda Clerk. Do I have a motion to approve this?
To approve Ms. Nino?
To approve...
To approve Ms. Nino and reclassify her as...
No, no, no. Do I have a motion, discuss an act on the recommendation and the start date, which is November 16th, of the new hire of the Commissioner's Court Agenda Clerk?
Motion?
Motion. Do I have a second? Okay. Motion dies.
Do I have a second?
Motion dies. Okay. Line item 10.
Okay.
11, discuss and approve duty, salary, hours of agenda... No action, I'm sorry. No action. Line item 10, discuss and approve duty, salary, hours of agenda clerk. Do I have a motion to approve?
Part-time employees, secretaries make $10 an hour. I'm sorry?
Okay. We have no motion on 10, so we could, do you wanna approve with duties, salary? Do you have duties for her, a salary and hours? Yes. Hours and salary, yes. Do you have duties? No. So do I table this? Do you want to table?
Clerk and agenda clerk, would that be her duties?
We just need to table opposite. That's...
Neither will.
Table line item 10. Do I have a motion to table? That's what I'm asking, but I have to go through it. Do I have a motion to table line item 11?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second, Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to table line item 12, discuss and approve office placement and equipment needed for part-time agenda clerk. Motion to table.
Motion.
Motion by Vargas, I mean, Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Time 10? Make sure, 10:05, because that's...